Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Metzger scores. Wynn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Willie Mays now playing first base. Cleon Jones now playing right field. Jim Beauchamp now playing left field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Beauchamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-1 in the game. McAndrew bunts towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Beauchamp moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mays settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to third. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Beauchamp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee throws the ball into Martinez, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets won, and the Astros won. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-1 in the game. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets won, and the Astros won. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets won, and the Astros won. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Mays reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets won, and the Astros won. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cedeno moves to second. One out. Tug McGraw now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets won, and the Astros won. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beauchamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Agee is walked intentionally. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Agee moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Fred Gladding now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Dave Marshall now playing right field. Cleon Jones now playing left. Fihezu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.